that there was like a force of dominance. There was like, you know, an ecological exhaustion and a spiritual exhaustion within Christianity. And they like found the new world and they just ate it, you know?
But it's a different relationship than the relationship of predation.
No,
if we're going to call that predation, we need a different word for what's going on in nature. Because every other species can do it without fucking up their ecosystem.
That's
without
not true.
Their local niche.
No, that's not
what,
true.
Name
goats. Goats, which are domesticated.
Domesticated.
Yeah, but goats.
Elephants.
Totally
elephants.
We've selected them to do that.
No.
Elephants will eat entire, like...
But then their population goes down there after they
yeah.
finish eating.
Sorry?
They eat all their food, they're going to die.
Then they die.
Right.
The problem
the ecosystem replenishes.
They don't go somewhere else and eat everything else.
It's not a genteel
then,
system.
Theoretically, aren't we just a part of that chain? And
yeah,
when we
right.
finish eating the planet, won't we then die?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it's just on a much larger scale, I think.
Well, if that, if you want
to...
Yeah.
We draw the line.
I think one thing in thinking about these questions of language is when you talk about the corporation as an abstract concept. On the one hand, I think that there is this abstract concept of the corporation that does, in fact, defend incredibly ecologically predatory, literally ravaging the land in an ecological sense. We as animals are devouring forests, killing other species, and enslaving each other. I mean, if we want to use that word predator, and
we're killing species. No other animal is going out and making other animals extinct and not exist anymore.
But
single individual
bacteria and things.
It's not completely true what you say. I mean, the greatest. Sorry, I'm be all scientist-y right now, but the greatest extinction ever initiated on this planet was initiated by bacteria, which
yeah.
eliminated every other species
right, yeah.
of life on the planet by creating oxygen, which is totally... But there's a difference between an animal eating another animal. There's a difference between an animal eating another animal and a fire consuming a forest.
Yeah.
There's a difference between
yeah,
a geological or a physical force destroying things, limiting things, burning them down, and having something eat something else. There's a difference in quality there, and I think we can recognize that difference.
Well,
in quality.
What is that difference
opposite.
In quality then? Why don't you put that into words? Like, find some
yeah,
specific words to like locate
yeah.
that difference in quality, because that, like, it hasn't. We've not gotten beyond this debate that's going on because like it hasn't sort of become specified. You know,
well,
it's only
I think
like
it's a metaphor. The thing is, it's a metaphor, so you can right like
a metaphor of weather of how
well of like if